Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy New Year's Eve. I'm sure that you're full of anticipation and excitement for the turn of the new year, or maybe you're dreading it. Either way, God is on his throne, and he loves you so much. He sacrificed his son for your sake, and we just need to remember to keep preaching the gospel to ourselves because it's so important, and it will change your life if you do that. So today we're reading the last part of 1 Timothy 1, and tomorrow we will start 1 Timothy 2. This is verse 18 through 20 in the J.B. Phillips New Testament. It says this, "Timothy, my son, I give you the following charge, and may I say before I give it to you, that it is in full accord with those prophecies made at your ordination, which sent you out to battle for the right armed only with your faith and a clear conscience. Some, alas, have laid these simple weapons contemptuously aside, and as far as their faith is concerned, have run their ships on the rocks. Hymenaeus and Alexander are men of this sort, and as a matter of fact, I had to expel them from the church to teach them not to blaspheme. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, help us to speak into other people's lives. I love that Paul is going to speak into Timothy's life. He noticed him. He took stock of Timothy's life. He remembered the prophecies that were spoken over him in his ordination. He loved him. He was engaged. He was entangled in his life. And Lord, we don't want to live our lives separate from others. Teach us to entangle ourselves with people in a positive way, not in a negative way. Help us as we turn from 2018 to 2019 to move from bitterness to joy, to move from unforgiveness to forgiveness, to move from disengagement to engagement, to move from isolation to wholehearted relationship with safe people. Lord, we want to be a people who loves other people. And part of that is just simply asking questions, simply being there with them, walking alongside, hearing their dreams, dignifying their stories, praising them when they've done something amazing, and walking with them when they've done something hard, and bearing the burdens of each other and thus fulfilling the law of Christ. Would you teach us to be burden bearers this year? Would you teach us to hear instead of just always trying to speak? Would you teach us to articulate these visions in front of people, like, oh, this is what I see in you, or wow, this is how you fit into the body and how beautifully it's fitting together because of your contribution. Help us to be encouragers of those around us, just as Paul was to Timothy. And again, I pray as we change the year that you would send some Pauls into our lives, people who will pour into us, and send some Timothys into our lives, people we can pour into. Would you keep us close to you so that we would recognize it when we see it? Super important. And Lord, thank you for the frankness that Paul talks about here in the end of 1 Timothy 1. He actually names names of people who have done harm to the church. And in this world where we're afraid to do that, I just thank you for the frankness of that. Help us to know when it's time to call people out who are teaching heresy or causing division or doing things that harm your body. Help us to speak the truth in love and to tell it like it is. Paul certainly did that here, and he gives us this really stark example, and I'm grateful that there is place in Scripture for calling people out and for loving the body of Christ enough to do that. And I love that Paul loves the body of Christ. He's jealous for it. He wants it to grow. He does not want wolves in the midst of the sheep. And so, Lord, open our eyes to those kinds of heresies and to those kinds of wolves, and help us to be brave enough to speak up when we see something wrong in the body. Again, tenderly, and again, looking to our own selves and confessing our own sins before you. Lord, you are our strength today, especially as we consider all of the things that we would like to do in the new year. I'm really, really good at kind of trying to make things happen in my own strength, especially as resolutions happen and I'm going to be doing this and this and this. But Lord, help us instead of say, if it be the Lord's will, or if the Lord wills, or by the strength of God, instead of saying, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Would you empower us to walk in a way that's worthy of your gospel this year? I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. This is the last day of 2018, and we've got a month more to go until we start year two of the Pray Every Day show, and I'm super excited about that. If you'd like to support us, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of little levels there that you can support at, and that helps keep us on the air and reach all those different countries. If you'd like to help with World Wednesday too, that's where we put a prayer from another country at the end of a Wednesday episode. You can go to marydemuth.com. Click the little icon there that looks like a microphone, and you have up to 5 minutes to record it. So you would say your name, where you're praying from, what language you're praying in, and then you pray up to 5 minutes. If you are afraid to pray, you can also just pray the Lord's Prayer. So we'd love to have you join us with that. And happy pre-New Year, and have an amazing rest of your 2018.